Camp Alpha is a 15-minute drive north of downtown Mesa. It sits on this lonely slice of desert near the city limits. It's bordered by two highways and a dried-up riverbed. The only thing marking the entrance to Camp Alpha is a big sign that says, "No trespassing, no dumping. Violators will be prosecuted." That's where I meet Camp Alpha's newest leader. He's a solid-looking guy in his 50s with a Metallica t-shirt and tattoos that run up and down his forearms.
My name is Tim Johnson. I am the base commander here at Alpha Camp. My objective and my goals are to reach out to the homeless vets and to homeless people, period.
He found his way to Camp Alpha after several years bouncing between jail and the street. But lately, he's been doing so well, he was named camp commander. The camp is set up like a military base because they see the work like a military mission, to find and rescue homeless vets. Some homeless vets just come for a night or two, but if they decide to stay, the crew at Camp Alpha connects them with VA services. It's supposed to be a temporary stop on their way to housing.
And if you guys want to walk with me, you guys are more than welcome to walk, and I'll kind of explain.
Camp Alpha is about the size of a city block, filled with tents for residents and other things you wouldn't find on the street.
We have porta potties out here that have been donated to us also. We've got tables and everything. This is our kitchen.
There's also hot meals and 24-hour security. Earlier that day, there was a scuffle with meth dealers trying to enter the camp. Alpha doesn't allow drugs or alcohol, but a lot of residents have struggled with addiction. That includes the people running the camp, like Tim. The camp's under other pressures, too. The state wants to evict them, and the whole place has this restless, edgy feeling. Dogs wandering around, and people sitting on lawn chairs as if they're waiting for something. It's like the world's most boring tailgate. Out along the edge of the camp, I meet a tall, blonde army vet named Jonathan Wilson playing fetch with a scruffy dog. He's been having seizures ever since a training accident years ago.
My howitzer blew up during training. Big cannon, it's about 10,000 pounds. Traumatic brain injury. They found a benign brain tumor caused from it, which was causing the seizures.
It ended his army career and left him aimless. But Camp Alpha has given him the chance to take on responsibility again. He does security and greets new residents.
We just had a veteran that come up about 4 days ago who's 70 years old, and he was welcomed with hugs and handshakes, and he broke down into tears because he was happy and relieved, and he had hope in his life again.
Lewis Arthur, Camp Alpha's founder, says he's especially trying to give a sense of purpose to younger veterans, the guys who are still reeling from their transition out of military life.
You know, loneliness is the biggest killer for these guys out here. If we give them something, someone to care about them, and, you know, and for them to care about in return, then they're not alone.
Lewis says vets who've been homeless for years need time to adjust before they're ready to live on their own.
I completely disagree with the way they have the system set up for chronic homeless vets. You can't take them from being 15 years out here living on the streets and put them into four walls. You're setting them up to fail.
He says more than housing, they need something else.
They need people to care about them. They need that brotherhood that they had when they were over there fighting or when they were in the military serving, because that's the way they were programmed.
Jack Tsai, a researcher at Yale who also works with the VA, says some of what Lewis is saying is right.
There's definitely a lot of isolation and lack of social support among those that are homeless. And a lot of them are seeking kind of community and social support.
His research shows that housing alone doesn't solve those problems. He says for vets who do successfully get into housing,
there's not that much improvement in what we're calling their social integration.
When I asked Jack about Camp Alpha, he says the way they provide a strong sense of community and purpose sounds really helpful. Peer support. That's something the VA also does. But a lot of homeless vets need intensive treatment for substance abuse.
Substance abuse is probably the largest risk factor for homelessness when they leave the military.
As it turns out, substance abuse is also Camp Alpha's Achilles heel. When I checked back in last month, nearly a year after my visit, I found out Camp Alpha is gone.
A homeless veterans camp forced to move. ADOT saying they're not allowed to be there. Veterans on patrol.
One of the camp leaders went on a drinking binge and died after falling down a ravine. The state evicted the camp. Tim Johnson, the camp commander in the Metallica shirt, he's gone too. He got kicked out for supplying residents with meth. Lots of setbacks. But the parent group Veterans on Patrol is still going. The leaders have set up other camps, and the way Lewis sees it, someone needs to be out there, reaching out to vets who are still falling through the cracks.
People think you could throw money, and that's what's going to solve the problem. The people have to solve it. You know, it's not the government's problem. It's our problem.